Alma is the next community we will pass through on our tour. Alma, Wisconsin is a community that's truly built into the side of the bluffs. The majority of Alma is only two streets deep, built tightly between the river and the steep bluffs. A number of shops, restaurants, and lodging establishments are available in Alma, as well as two marinas, a swimming beach, and a popular fishing float, where for a small fee, anglers can spend the day fishing mid-river on a special floating fishing platform strategically located below the roller dams. Alma's most interesting feature is a series of 10 stair-step streets that run perpendicular from the river up and through the terraced community. These walkways are open to the public and are truly unique to Alma. Throughout Alma, you'll also see a number of buildings built into the hillsides. In many places throughout town, there were once caves used for storing beer and other perishable items. Alma is also home to Lock and Dam No. 4. A special steel walkway over the railroad tracks leads to an excellent observation deck for an up-close look at barge traffic passing through the lock. Just north of Alma, you'll find Ricks Lake Park, one of the top birding hotspots on the Wisconsin Great River Road. This widening of the mouth of the Buffalo River is a high-quality waterfowl habitat that attracts a number of migrating bird species, the most popular being the tundra swan. Bob Miller, a commissioner with the Mississippi River Parkway Commission and expert on area soils, geology, and farming practices, gives us some background for Ricks Lake Park.
Ricks Lake Park, as you drive by it, you'll notice is basically has an observation deck for basically the return of the tundra swan. The swan, this particular swan, spends its summer up in the tundra area, way up north in Canada and Alaska, then flies down and stops here to rest, sometimes for 3 to 4 weeks, and feeds on the arrowhead root and some other tubers that are in the water body at Ricks Park. There's other areas on the Mississippi, but Ricks Park is one where people can see them very easily because they're close by. Then, after when it gets cold and starting to freeze up, these same swans will go down to Maryland and part of North Carolina on the Outer Banks, and they will be out there and spend their winter there and then return to the tundra in the summer. So it's a great observation point. Ricks Lake itself and the park area was improved about 3 years ago through a grant in the Byways Commission. The Federal Byways Commission gave a grant of almost $500,000 to that area to basically dredge and open up that water because it had filled in by sedimentation and erosion. So that has been done. It's a great camping area. You'll notice campers there all during the summer, sometimes in the fall, fishers and hunters and people just looking for recreation. So it's a very popular place, certainly a beautiful place to watch the tundra swan.
Bob Miller describes the situation at Ricks Lake before the habitat improvement project.
Over a period of time where erosion has not been controlled, and it never is totally controlled, you've had sediments going in this case, the Buffalo River, which feeds into the Mississippi right at Ricks Park. The erosion, the sediment settled in, started to fill it in, and then you had weedy materials or grasses and things start growing up, and it was taking away the open water which the tundra swan needed to settle there for that period of time.
Detailed outdoor displays help to explain what visitors are seeing as they gaze out over the wetlands and explain the history of the area. A number of waterside campsites are also available at Ricks Lake Park along the banks of the Buffalo River. Another feature that makes Alma such a popular destination is Buena Vista, a park located directly above Alma on the sheer bluffs. A winding roadway to the top of the bluffs makes access easy, and the view is spectacular. Bob Miller is a resident of Alma and a regular visitor to Buena Vista Park.
I don't think there's a better view anywhere. I've been on all of the views along the Mississippi River in Wisconsin, and I have not seen anything that will be more beautiful than Buena Vista.
Please pause the audio tour and continue again after you've passed Alma.